are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh my God. Hi, everyone.
I can't hear anything.
I can't hear well, but you know what?
I'm Greg Potter, and you're listening to The Dina and Greg Show, everyone.
How can you tell?
Because I know that we're
I have nothing.
This is so weird.
Is my microphone on?
I can hear. Well, I can see that. Talk.
Hello. It's Ann
okay,
Walker.
This is
Ann Walker is in the studio with us, and Dina is going to eventually say something.
Okay, go, babe.
Hello.
What am I going to say?
I don't know.
Hi,
maybe
everybody.
There's a diabetic close by that you'd like to give chocolate.
It was an accident. Okay. It's not like...
You are pushing chocolate on the diabetic.
I was. It's not like you could tell that he was diabetic. I mean, it's not like...
He was wearing a sign or anything.
I know. Or, yeah. Like,
it
you can tell you're
weird,
gay.
Doesn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, I look gay.
Yeah, you look gay. You big old homo. Well, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
I'm sorry, these pictures are... April, I love you, but some of these pictures are not pretty of me that you just tagged me on. Anyway, hi. Anne, how are you doing?
Oh, honey, if I could hear myself, I'd be doing so much better.
Well, we're going to have to fix that,
to fix it. Can you actually hear me through your
earphones? I can hear you.
Barely.
Well, then I'm not going to worry about it.
But I know that... Okay, the buttons are going up.
So, we have a gift for Anne.
What?
Should we wait to give it to her?
No, give it to
her. Oh, my gosh.
So, Anne always brings
my birthday's coming up.
It does sound weird, by the way.
Thank you.
It does sound weird.
Yeah, let's get our engineer.
And everybody out there is like, would you guys just stop fucking talking about how weird it sounds and
okay.
just talk?
So, Anne always brings us in something when she comes into...
And I didn't tonight.
No, that's good.
Thank
that's
you.
Good. Because we found the cutest little knickknack for you.
Uh-huh.
Gaudy, and it's red as your hair.
Oh, how cute! Oh, my God. Ferrero Rocher.
You know.
Ferrero Rocher.
It's this little velveteen.
And it's got, like,
red velveteen.
Charm bracelets and everything. And there's three pieces of candy. That's one for each of us.
No, it's yours. No, it's yours.
Oh, it is yours.
And it's a beautiful red box.
And I think those might be earrings in them.
They are! Earrings.
Just don't pull too hard on the bracelet.
Oh, two bracelets and two earrings. Gosh, you guys are treating me so nice. This is a very nice regifting. There's a big
regifting. Oh, it's not regifting at all. You're so mean.
I mean, for me now.
She's like, I'm going to give it to somebody.
I'll give this to somebody else. They'll think I'm cool.
Oh, I get it. Ding, ding, ding.
Gosh, when was the last time you were here with us?
A month ago.
It was right before you went to Atlantic City.
Not Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Atlanta City.
Atlanta, which they had to cancel. Everybody knows this already. They had to cancel our first night, our first show, because we were snowed in. Or we really weren't, but it's a municipal building where we were going to be performing, and it's owned by the city. So the city got nervous and said, we can't have your show tonight.
The city was nervous.
They were nervous about the show?
No, they should have been. But no, they let us go ahead three more shows.
Yay!
And we had a great time, and everybody in Atlanta really,
kinda
thinks
like
pretty highly of us.
Was it the entire cast, or was it just a few of you?
Oh, no, just a few of us. But this time, we had... Now, I believe that since I was here, you've had Sarah Hundley come on the show. Is that correct?
No, not yet.
Oh.
She's coming
in a couple of weeks.
Well, good for you. Good for you. she was with us this last time.
Okay.
And brought the house down.
Good.
She really was.
Loves a drunk.
Well, everybody.
And she
or somebody that plays the drunk.
I'm sorry.
Just saying.
Anyway, I'll let you be the judge when she comes in. But she was just very popular with the boys and girls.
Good.
So it was fun. It was a very nice trip.
Good.
So what else is going on with you?
I'm so happy to be back.
I want to hear about this Mexico thing.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back, like, to be in the studio again. But last week I was flying back from Mexico. Guess who was on my flight on the way back?
I don't know.
Amy Adams.
The Amy Adams?
Yep, her and I are besties now.
Yeah, she's pregnant. Is she pregnant?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
No, but did
I didn't actually
like
go near her.
When I saw the Golden Globes,
okay,
it looked to me like she was pregnant. I didn't know she was married, but maybe she is.
Well, she had a group of men around her, and yeah, she.
Oh, well, that's swell.
One of them may have been her husband or boyfriend.
Did you talk to her?
I didn't. I should have, but it was a small plane too. I don't even know why. Well, I didn't, but...
And now, let there be me on the radio.
There you are.
I am on the radio.
Thank you.
Do we have to repeat everything we set up tonight?
Yes, let's begin the show all over again.
Okay, hi, Dina. Greg.
Hi.
So, Mexico, though. Yeah. Oh, now it's really loud.
No, it's not. Mine's perfect.
It's perfect for me, too. I love hearing myself
in Mexico.
Speak.
Me, too.
In Mexico, the land of Mexico. First of all,
where'd you go in Mexico?
We were in Playa del Carmen, south of Cancun, about an hour south. But we were in this all-inclusive resort,
yes,
the Barceló, and we had
a gay resort or
can no? I it was I was there for you. You can go to a gay or a straight resort, Anne.
That's so cool about being me. You know, I actually can. I can go to a gay resort or a straight resort.
Well,
straight people won't know who the fuck I am. Go ahead, darling.
Okay. There's actually, I did not see another gay person on this entire resort until the last night that my friend Christine and I had dinner. We were on this patio. It was windy as all hell, and there was one other couple, and it was a gay couple sitting there. I'm like, oh, this is where my people are. But, no, we had such a fantastic time. We were there for my friends, Tony and April.
And there
it was
were
their
two
wedding.
There.
And there were what?
And there were two there.
Two gay people.
He was excited about seeing his two people.
Yeah, right.
You're a bitch. But we had such a fantastic time. Anyone can look at my pictures on Facebook.
So,
but
now, in those all-inclusive places,
I drank and ate my weight in food and liquor.
Is that right?
Seriously, you get bored. Like, Christy and I were both up at 7:30, 8 o'clock every day, and we automatically had a drink in our hand.
Oh, good.
And really, I was, out of 60 people for this group, I was the only single person. So, and it was like...
That's a bummer.
Basically, oh, it's fine. I had a blast.
Oh, good.
And it was already assumed that Christine and I were going. Christine's my good friend who lives in Long Beach, also from Wisconsin with me, and her fiancé didn't want to go. So everyone just assumed that we were coming there to, like get everyone going and riv them up. And so we are there as... the comedic fodder of the weekend. But the first night we were there, this is the funniest part. The first night we were there, we end up going to have dinner with some of one of the other couples that were there. And halfway through dinner, they realized I was gay. And like, oh, thank God. We had this conversation earlier. We're like, does Christine know her husband's gay? And so that was the joke the entire weekend.
Oh, I love that.
I was Christine's gay husband.
Yeah.
But we really had such a great time. The wedding was beautiful. One day we went to a little excursion in Playa del Carmen to search out a gay bar. Mm-hmm. It was closed, unfortunately, but we still had such a fun time and drunk.
7 days?
Nah, 5 days.
Sounds great. I want to go. I want to go anywhere.
I do too.
I'd like to go anywhere.
I want to go to Paris for my birthday really bad.
You know, I was in Paris last year.
Were you?
In June.
Were you?
For 9 days.
Aww.
With a young man.
Were you?
Hussy? Yeah,
yes, I was a
do
hussy.
Do tell.
Oh, God. Well, needless to say, we're just friends now.
Oh, but you were in Paris
for
9 days.
But I was in Paris for 9 days, so we could just talk about that part. No, it was good. It was good. He's funny, and he's an actor, and he's fabulous.
And straight.
Yes, he is. Never met one then lately that has been straight. So it's always.
Well, I have a suggestion on where you hang out, and you should change that.
I know. Oh, my God, yes. Well, I don't know where to go anymore. Gay bars are the only places I go. I mean, Palm Springs here. It matters not because I don't like bars, hetero bars.
Yeah.
They're so tacky.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like looking. No, her ass is way too big. Oh, look how old she is. You know.
Gay That's bars, just here in L.A.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, I, you know.
I'm all...
Yes.
I'd like to get tell looked at a little
you.
Bit.
Tell us about you. Tell us about you, Miss Dina.
What do you want to know about me?
You look so pretty tonight. Are you going Thanks. Somewhere later?
No. I just thought I'd get pretty. Okay, this is
well,
the
I
whole
told
deal.
Her she's got to start making more money, so. And we all know the area of town she lives in.
Shut up. So, I was thinking, the last time you saw me, I was a lesbian.
Well, it was that flannel shirt that gave you away, honey. That's all.
And so I thought I'd pretty myself up, but I wasn't going to get all done up like this. And then all of a sudden, I started playing with the blues and the silvers, and then I was like, oh, this is fun. And then I was like, oh, I don't like it. I'm going to have to wash it off. So I washed it off, put something else on my face, and then I was like, oh, I don't like that. And then I was like, I've already done this 3 times and spent an hour and a half doing it, so I might as well just get pretty.
Well, you know, old women like myself, you know, you put the makeup on once, and that is it. It better
and
go
normally,
on. It better go on well, because you ain't doing it again.
Normally, that's me, but for some reason, I just felt really creative today.
Well, you had a little extra time on
I
your
did.
Hands.
I
well,
shouldn't have.
The last time you were here, you were moving, and what we coined it, something face, your car.
What car?
No, your car. Oh, what? When you're driving around in your car,
yeah.
And you don't fix your face, what do we call it? Never mind. No, it's not funny anymore.
Well, I can tell you, it's the face, the landlady face. You know, I was working on empty apartments.
But what's the name of your car?
Oh, my car. Oh, your you mean truck, the ranchero?
The ranchero face.
Yeah, that's what yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my ranchero face.
So, how are your holidays?
Well, you know, quiet and over with, and I like it like
good,
that.
Good, good.
They were very quiet. Nobody really had any great fights or anything.
Really?
I wasn't in Texas. You, my darling.
I did go to Texas.
Oh, my gosh. That's where we left off, folks. Let's listen.
And it was
what happened. That's the last I heard.
I like the way you set that up for me. Uh-huh. Well, I really had a good time, and everything was pretty smooth. We went to my granny's house. Well, actually, okay, I thought it was going to burn because we have our Christmas at the church every year.
Everybody is related in your church?
No, but all of our family go out to the church for some reason. Like the church I grew up in. And
well,
it's
you're a Catholic. Right?
Weddings have got to be really Baptist. Interesting there.
Oh, it's the family life center of the Bethel Baptist Church in Salina, Texas.
Oh my goodness.
Bethel sounds, Baptist. It is yes. very Texas, very.
Yeah.
And so I got there and it was weird at first, and it's not, I didn't put makeup on. I didn't wear a bra. I just kind of, well, I wore a sports bra. I did. But, and everybody looks at me kind of weird because, you know, I look like a girl pretty much, even yeah. though I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was weird, and then all of a sudden it got good, and I was like, okay, cool. And the whole rest of the time, I was like, I'm comfortable with myself, and I don't give a care what people think.
And did you get to dress up at some point? I mean...
did I get to dress up?
You know, with your hair and your makeup.
Not with my family, but yes, I did. Uh-huh. My sister and I went down to the gay bars.
Good.
Uh-huh, and I hung out with Miss Chanel.
Where are the gay bars in Salina?
Well, they're not in Salina. It's in Dallas.
Dallas. Yeah.
I stayed in Dallas most of the time, but Salina was
Well, Chanel, I actually know.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
And I got to hang out with her.
Did you go to the Roundup?
Of course I did.
Oh, honey.
One of my favorite bars. I think I Facebooked. I'm at one of my favorite bars in Texas, the Roundup.
I do love the Roundup.
I love it.
Roger Huffman. Mm-hmm. Hello out there, Roger, if you're
And
listening.
Chanel's working there now, too.
Yeah, she certainly mm-hmm. is. I saw her, too.
I love her. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun. I got to see my girls and hang out. And but I had to stand in line, which kind of annoyed me.
We all know how that
is.
We were in San Diego, and we had to wait in line one night, and she went nuts.
Don't you know who I am? No, go.
Totally that.
No, I don't. Get in
which
line.
I'm like, really? Really?
Really?
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in Hollywood. And I can go to almost any bar and get right in.
You have to give them your card.
Even then.
They didn't?
Well, I didn't give them my card.
Oh, I would have said, look at this card.
But I was like, I am on air talent.
Yeah, that's right. I'll get my publicist after
I know,
you,
right? Buddy. Totally that.
Like my little gay publicist will be seeing your happy ass.
I'm all, Greg, can you call the bar and tell them that you're my publicist and they better let Dina Martinez in?
But I'm drunk, so I'm like, hi, this is Greg Potter. And they're looking at the card like, yeah.
Let the tranny in.
Hey, what's our number quick if people want to call in? I'm also Facebook.
You know what? Our number is
818.
Uh-huh. It's not here anymore.
632, I think.
Where'd it go?
That sounds perfect. I think that is.
You know what? If you're listening right now and it's live, the phone number's right under where you're listening.
Well, I was going to Facebook it.
But... So I'm just going to let you know that. And since you're online, why don't you just go to latalkradio.com?
God, you're such a jerk.
I do think that we need to make a call, phone call, though.
Oh, yes. We have a surprise phone call to make tonight. Are you ready to do it already?
Are you really?
Well, no, I'm just saying. I think
Dina got it. Okay.
Well, okay.
Friday night. Let's talk about Friday night quick. So it all started with me getting a text. Do you like sausage?
Uh-oh.
From this one. I was on my way to meet her for dinner. And how do you react? I'm a gay man. How do I react to that question?
I like all kinds of sausage.
I like big sausage, Polish sausage.
Yeah, I like all of it.
Frankfurters. So it was essentially it was chorizo, but I asked if he liked sausage.
Yeah.
You know.
And so
I said I didn't say anything because that's a stupid question. And so if I
I didn't think it was a stupid question because I was referring to food.
And
actual sausage.
In this company, you have to say the food.
Do you like
chorizo.
The food kind of sausage?
So I get there and she had chorizo stuffed calamari waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
it was amazing.
Good.
It was amazing. And we had hibiscus margaritas.
How nice!
Fantastic.
I bet
it's at the cantina on Vermont Street. It was. They were amazing.
Uh-huh.
What's
it's
I can't
so
think of the name.
It's
Adobe.
Like agave.
Agave.
Agave. Mm-hmm. I just passed by there two days ago. Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm looking for this number and I can't.
And
find
a lovely little girl. It's 818.
Hold on. Now. I should not drink this much coffee. 818.
602-4929. It's true.
Okay.
Yes.
So then we proceeded to have a few margaritas.
Uh-huh.
And then went and parked my car, went to another cantina by her house on Sunday. Mission Cantina. Went and had a couple more margaritas. And then we got on the bus and went down to Akbar in Silver Lake and just had a blast. Had a blast. And got so drunk that we could not do anything yesterday.
You told me. You said that on Facebook.
Yeah, I probably did.
Miss Dina.
And I tried cleaning my house yesterday.
I love
yesterday.
That she's like, you told me, but it was her face. Your Facebook yeah.
Well, I feel
you.
Like he's talking to
it's
me.
It's like we're talking to
yeah,
each other.
Absolutely.
And I tried cleaning my house yesterday, which I did a pretty good job of. It's completely
what
clean
that,
now.
The Eagles or something? What? Who was you? Who were you listening to?
Wait, what? Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. Same thing.
Ann Walker is stalking
me,
everybody.
I love it.
Ann Walker is stalking me. And so, but every time, like every 5 minutes, I'd have to sit down on the couch. And then I'd text someone, which would be usually Dina. And then I'd get back up and work for another 5 minutes. It was bad.
I'm really excited because I had a meeting with my friend, Lady K, who's going to do my costume for this show on Monday night. Well, not show, but like... Anyway.
Should we come to it?
No.
Not tomorrow. It's but another Monday?
It's
or is it tomorrow?
No, it's coming up. It's anyway. It's revolving around my day job and I'm just like whatever. Okay. But it's really exciting that I'm going to have a new dress.
Yes. That's always exciting. I like that.
Because it's going to be very hot and sexy and rocker and black.
Ooh, honey.
I know.
Sexy and rocker and black. Oh, my. Yeah.
I know. And so I'm thinking about getting my nails done black.
Oh, wait. We didn't even tell the part of the story that dealt with the phone conversation.
I know.
So.
I thought it was going to be a surprise.
We
later.
Were supposed to go.
I like your nails like this with black. I don't think you should go black. I don't like that look.
You don't?
I hate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's trashy.
I like wearing black.
I know. It's just a trashy look with the black fingernails.
Girl,
I'm
you
sorry.
Trashy.
I'm sorry. That's the
this way is
I
an intervention. A trash invention.
That those are acceptable nails anywhere.
They're French tips.
Yeah. Right. So and they're pretty and you should have them. Go ahead, darling. Sorry to interrupt.
She's like, go ahead, darling.
So we're supposed to meet friends of ours for drinks last night, which thank God, Scott, I love you, but thank God it fell through because we are not doing well. But in Friday preparation to meet for drinks on Saturday night, we text our friend Nefresha. And so I said, are you still going to meet us for drinks? And then she texts her back.
Do you like double penetration?
Oh.
And then I said, join me for a couple, a cocktail or two. Wink, wink.
And then, so then we're like, okay, whoever she texts back first, because she doesn't have Dina's number in her phone, so this random phone number text her.
And
so,
I never, ever, ever answer a blocked call, because 90% of the time a blocked call is not good news.
That's right. That is so, very true.
But before this, we're still waiting, you know, waiting for Nefresha to text us back, because whoever she texts back, the loser had to buy the round of drinks. So, but then we get into this whole conversation on what if you just added wink, wink to everything you said or text, like, I'm sorry, your father died. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
That means he didn't, you know.
But, like, you know.
I just want to let you know we're repossessing your car. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. So then we go and we're, you know, laughing about this, and our bartender, we got to see our bartender we haven't seen in a while. And then she gets this call. And
I know, sweet pea.
Oh, are you going to play it now, or are we going to call her first?
Hello, address? How are you today?
Who is that?
It's Miss...
I'm Cleo. I'm Miss Cleo.
Miss Mio. So,
Miss Cleo.
Oh, Cleo.
So, continue. Do it.
So, I couldn't hear well, and I was like, I was so fascinated by the fact that I'm talking to, like, Miss Cleo, yes, or somebody that's saying that they're Miss Cleo, and I thought... maybe our line somehow got crossed and it called me on accident and she's trying to, you know. And then I was like, wait, it sounds like it's answering my, like, answering to what I'm saying, but, like, it's recorded. So I went on for, like, 30 minutes, like, 20 minutes.
10, 15.
Well, it felt like 20 minutes.
Well, who is Miss Cleo?
I was on for 4 hours.
Miss Cleo, the psychic from the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So... it's a soundboard on the internet that you can just go to, and it has all these pat answers. And it was my friends that I work with, and
they thought it was funny to do.
Oh,
that
it was
too.
Funny. It was funny from my point too. I was like, who is this? What's going on? And then my favorite line that she gave was, where is it? This is a different one. I think I like it.
Osteoporosis runs in your family, correct?
What does?
Osteoporosis.
You know what? Knowing the two of you, I now have been... I've been walked into a world that I was unaware of.
Very few people are privy to this world.
Unaware. First of all, I have to... and I don't mean to change the subject from Miss Cleo.
Uh-huh.
But today, I think it was you who had posted... the life of Vagine.
Oh, that, no. What is,
that was you.
Yeah. Because happy birthday to Devin Green.
Devin Green, happy birthday.
Is Devin a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Okay. Devin Green is probably the smartest girl I've ever known. I mean, to put this thing together, and then who made that cute little drawing of the lady vagina?
The cute little drawing of the lady
but
of the talking vagine.
I did not know that it was a vagina. I kept looking at this cartoon, and towards the end of it, I finally figured out, because I was looking at the Dolly Parton one.
Uh-huh.
It's just funny as hell.
It is.
But where have I been living? Under what rock? I've been living under the old rock.
The old vagine.
Yeah.
When she's describing, she's like, she's going through, she's using colors to describe Dolly Parton's two vagines.
Yes.
And she actually changes colors. She's saying it. It's just hilarious.
It is funny. Now, where did that come up, and where do people go and access that to see
it? Just go to devingreen.com for that, yeah. And you'll get...
Did you have a question?
And you'll get to see everything that Devin Green and her husband Joel Bryant do. They are fantastic people, and they're hilarious.
Well, this
they're
was
so funny.
Very funny, and I told one of my friends later in the day, I said, have you ever heard of your vagina being called a vagine?
Leave me to say no more, huh, baby?
That's funny. And now this. And And now, where do you find that on the?
You can just put Miss Cleo soundboard, and it will come up. And well, you can
.com.
There's no, also just Google it.
Oh,
do you have the Dr. Phil ones up too?
I don't.
Dr. Phil ones.
There's like all kinds of soundboards you can just go to. And
I have to write this stuff.
I know, Sweet Pea.
Oh, that's no, play that one, that whole one. I love that one.
It's a different one.
Oh, the one that I'm thinking is, I know, Sweet Pea, if you find a hobby or I can't even say.
I know, it was funny.
But so all of
we're
that,
gonna,
I'm
we're gonna
you.
Call somebody.
And everyone, just so you know, if you have not heard our show with Devin Green and Joel Bryant, look it up. It was from it was the second week, like
the
January
10th.
7th.
It was January 10th.
January 10th.
And it was a funny show.
It's a funny show. We just could not stop laughing the whole entire time. It was amazing.
To that because I want to know about these people.
They're awesome.
And they are. I mean, really, they're just so clever.
Yeah, we'll give you more information about them because they're a hoot and a holler.
Ann Walker's pulled out her little
book. My daughter says the other day, she says, "What is that little book?" And I said, "This right." She said, "It's got passwords written on the front of it, Mother." You might want to not let people know what's actually
in
there.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, awesome. I can't remember anymore. Go ahead, dolls.
So,
go ahead.
I think we should go to a little bit of music. How about that?
Yes.
Apparently, you don't agree.
No,
with
yes.
That.
That's a fantastic idea.
Sounds great.
And then when we come back, we're going to call somebody.
Okay. It feels like we're in the sixth grade. I love that. What happened?
I don't know what she's doing. Just play.
Okay.
I think you're amazing.
Do you want to introduce
your tits
it
look
then?
Great in that top.
Thanks.
They do.
This is Matthew. What we're going to play is from Matthew Cameron's new album. It's called Eating Alone, and the album's Eating Alone, and the song is Fly South. Thank you.
Okay, guys. So the call is put in.
Okay, but we don't know who we're calling, do we?
We're calling my friend.
Oh, goody.
So hopefully she'll answer. Let's see. Okay. I'm pulling us down. So I'm kind of afraid that she's not going to answer.
She may not be home.
Oh, it's her cell phone. She's...
Oh.
Ian Walker. How cute are
you? Okay, well, that sucked.
She might not be home.
Boo.
Don't be booing a yay kind of day.
Should we try it again just to see if she'll answer a second time?
Yes, do it. Yes.
Yes. Do we have anybody else in mind? I'm trying to quickly think who I could call.
Your daughter.
God, the one that just had the baby.
Oh, my God.
You'll be hearing the screaming little baby in the back. The baby's 10 days old.
Well, there's the ones.
Okay, so this is one of my friends, so we'll see how this goes. Maybe she won't answer. That'll suck.
They know.
I really want her to answer. So everybody's like, oh, really? We get to hear the call and nobody's doing anything. What? This sucks.
It's so, okay. The Grammys are on in 30 minutes.
Okay. There's nobody
happening.
There.
That's too bad.
So that's boo.
We could call Jason Dotley or Dale Shores or any of those. Like, we wouldn't be on there. Just the Miss Cleo sound would be.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Let's do it to Jason.
Okay.
Let's do it to Jason Dotley.
So,
celebrity prank calls with Dina Martinez, Ann Walker, and Greg Potter.
We call it punked.
We get
you
a lawsuit
just got
tomorrow.
Yeah, this is you're just being punked. Okay. One
okay.
Second. He probably won't answer. He probably won't answer.
He probably won't.
But let's see. Okay.
I don't know how. Oh, somebody's calling, though.
Uh-oh.
Let's just do it from here. How about
okay.
that? And they're probably, obviously, they've been listening. But let's answer it.
Hello? Hey. Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. Who's this?
I'm Miss Cleo.
You miss me?
I'm Cleo.
You're what?
Cleo. Caller?
Cleo.
Can I please have your first name only and your birth date, please?
Beth, 62780.
All right, can you speak up for me, sweetie? All right, can you speak up for me, sweetie?
Did she hang up?
She hung up.
Oh, is that your friend?
It's a friend of mine from Vegas. I hope she calls back in.
Oh, this is just fun.
Well, only if it would work. That would be really fun.
Okay, well.
Okay, you want to try him?
Should we try him?
I don't know. He'll probably not even answer.
Okay, I think I would just have more fun with it then.
I think that's funny.
Five of Pentacles, there's money problems. I'm seeing some forgetting, possibly. And I'm seeing a new baby in the next 3 months.
I got that one, too. I'm like, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, that's the daddy. No, and it's a girl, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And he's incarcerated.
So you guys can have tons and tons of fun. Where is this girl? She needs to call back.
I know. I'm going
to
text her right now. Oh, Beth.
I don't have anybody that's fun enough here.
We'll just move on.
Because they'd all get crazy and wouldn't.
Because everybody's probably already bored.
Oh, my gosh. They probably are.
So I'm very excited.
About
next week.
What's going on?
We're having Ari Gold.
Oh.
I know. And the picture that I have from him, from his publicist, hot, hot, hot.
He is.
Hot,
he was hot, on Tony's show.
Oh.
Very, very cute boy.
So I'm really excited. I wish he was coming in the studio, but he's in New York, so he's calling in. And then.
She just said, just called your show. Who the hell answered?
Naoko Mori, you may recognize her from Torchwood. If you like any kind of baby, Anne's like, I have no idea. Did you ever watch Absolutely Fabulous?
Every moment of my entire being in life. when it was
that
on
one, she just
and
perks
even
right
after.
Up.
Titty caca. Sarah, the friend, the Asian girlfriend of Saffron.
Oh, I love her.
I know. She's going to be in the studio with me.
Oh.
With you.
Where did you find her? How did you find her?
You know, I found her agent's information in the UK. And I knew that she was doing some work out here because I met her last year at the GLAAD Awards. And we were hanging out for, bless her heart, she had to listen to me for a long time. No. No, she's just sympathetic to our cause.
That's me.
I know, okay. Right? Yeah. So she's coming in next week, and I finally got in touch with her American representation, and she's getting back from Japan, and she's going to come, and
how
it's going to be fun.
How cute. Now, what is she up to these days?
She's out here trying to, you know, get a little more workout.
Get a
out
job.
Here in America, but she is still, you know, doing stuff here and there in the UK, but she's spending a lot of time. From what I understand, I haven't talked to her since I met her at the GLAAD Awards, but that's what I'm thinking. So we'll find out more next week.
Would you ask her for me if there's any chance that there's going to be like a movie version of Absolutely Fabulous or anything that's related
like
to that?
Mm-hmm.
Like a follow-up, a sequel?
A sequel? What,
you know, something to let us know because, you know, I'd lay down
show.
My life for those women.
I know, right?
I just think they're the funniest things that ever walked
and
on the earth.
Guess he's calling back.
Who? Oh, she is? Good.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. That wasn't a funny joke. I hate you both.
Well, if you were listening to the show,
you would have known, honey.
No, I wasn't listening to the show. I just logged on to Facebook and it said, call me.
You're so funny.
Not funny, she says.
It
no.
wasn't funny at all. I don't take jokes very funny.
These are telephone pranky kind of jokes, though. We all think those are funny.
They're all funny.
Let loose with trucker mouth, and then you'll think it's funny.
Oh, well, I didn't know what you're talking about.
We used to call Beth and I have known each other for so long. And Beth, when we worked together at Houlihan's in Wisconsin Dells, we would get on to, as soon as, she's so sweet as sugar with her tables, oh, honey, yeah, da da da. And as soon as she would cross that line, motherfucker, goddamn shit, bullshit, fuck, oh, fuck you, like, oh. And with all the management staff, and they just scream at each other, and just hilarious. But the funny thing is, we had this huge window, and we never pretended that there was a window. We just pretended it was a wall, and everyone saw everything on the line.
It was kind of like at one of our restaurants that we used to work at together, when you're standing by a little computer, and even though the walls are just like, you know, boob high, people can't hear you from over there. They can't.
Yes,
they
well.
Can't hear you say that fucking bitch.
So, Beth, how are you doing? Beth, right now, her fiancé is not around. I make it sound like he left you. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry.
He's
I was
on
just
vacation.
Gonna be really heartbroken for her.
Beth wrecked her car today.
What?
I wrecked my car today.
Oh, sweetie.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was a month old.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
are you okay?
Yeah, Hispanic guy hit me, and when the tow truck driver came, he said, I'm going to go and get the Hispanic's car. I'm sure they don't have insurance. That's what the tow truck driver told me today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That is
awful.
It kind of
sucks.
You're a downer, Beth. I'm so sorry. You can't be on the show.
I know, right?
I'm on.
You're going to be like, we never want to meet that Beth girl because she's a mess.
Oh, precious.
Oh, babe.
Oof. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to hear your little voice, Greggy.
Well, I love you. I'll give you a call tomorrow sometime, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Have
Bye,
a good
sweetie.
Show, guys.
Thank Bye, honey.
You.
Bye.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
You know, this first time you get a car or second time and it's a brand new car and you're just driving along, you're loving your car, you just love the fact that it smells new and it's so nice and some son of a gun rams into you or stops in front of you or whatever, and it's not your fault. We all are trying to drive cautiously, but sometimes people are zooming. They're yeah. zooming in front of you on the freeways.
And,
oh, it's
and
awful.
Zooming. Well, what about deer? I had a new car and I smashed it into a deer once.
Well, you were drunk.
No, I was on my way to school.
You were on the way to school?
I was in high school, yeah. Oh. And I knocked that deer a cattywampus.
Yeah.
Do you use the word cattywampus?
I have, many times.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard, well, I'd heard of it, but I never used it. Because I guess up in North Texas, we don't use cattywampus.
Well, you know, in Texas, you've heard of gaucho, right?
No. That's really south.
Yeah. Well, where their one eye is nice and straight, and the other eye is turned in a little bit.
Gouchai.
Gouchai.
What do we call that? What do we call it?
I don't know.
Cockeyed.
Cockeyed.
Gouchai. That's interesting.
I like gouchai.
It reminds
myself.
Me of gauchos.
Yeah.
Do you remember gauchos and culottes?
Oh yeah.
Culottes.
They serve you at those one of those restaurants where they have the meat on a skewer. And they come to your table.
A Brazilian restaurant?
Well, is it Brazilian or yes. Is it...
Brazilian.
It is Brazilian.
Curuskira or Skidera. I don't know how to do it.
Anyway, or
I just think that anybody that serves gaucho should wear culottes. Because culottes and gaucho kind of work together for me
for
some reason.
They certainly do. They certainly do.
I don't know why. They're just two words that
guess
associate.
What you're getting for your birthday.
Gauchos and culottes.
So your birthday's coming up soon, you
next
said.
Next week.
Oh, yay. What are your plans?
I have no plans.
Let's go out. Let's do something.
Friday night, the 12th.
The 12th?
Although I do have to... No, I'm going to Palm Springs next weekend. Yeah, 2 weeks from now, Friday night.
Well, let's work that out.
Well, let's try to do that. I'm sorry I can't go on the...
Oh, yeah. Speaking of... Anne's been a big disappointment.
Yes, I have. I'm sorry.
Amazing Chase, Catalina. The 5th deposits are due, everyone. So...
yeah, we really...
Keep us updated on what you're doing.
We teamed up with Matthew Shepard, and so we'd really like to, you know...
Good.
To help raise a little money. So if you guys are still interested, hurry up. Race to the race.
That's good.
I would be there in
race
a flash.
To the chase.
Except I know that I would be an albatross around all of your necks.
No, you were going to be one of the hosts with Dina.
You mean I wouldn't have to do the scavenger thingy?
No, you would get to. We have something really fun for the challenge on Friday night.
Well, if I don't have to do that scavenger shit, I'd do this.
She's on. I'm on the way.
Where do I sign up?
I'll give you my check tonight.
All the three of us have to do are just drink and eat and laugh.
Will there be other people?
Yes.
That we can order around?
Yes. Well, they're going to be scurrying around the island for the weekend.
Uh-huh. And then we get back together on Sunday or what?
We'll come back on Sunday. And then Sunday night, we're going to do the show.
It's going to be fun.
No, from here.
No, here.
Oh, from
we'll
here.
Come back.
Oh, cool.
Back here.
Oh, great.
It's a chase back to the studio.
Ooh. Well, you know, now I'm going to reconsider.
Oh. You made me say
that.
You made
was
it I thought, I'm serious. I didn't have, did I ever lie and say I had something else to
no,
do?
No, you did not.
I did not. Because I hate lying about it. I just, you know, it's just not going to work out in my head if I'm going to be running around that island.
Sweetie, no, you just have to look pretty. Just
you
be
people
your pretty
I
self.
Know, and I will come and I will be with you.
Yes.
Oh, I'll be somewhat in charge. Not really. That's my favorite thing.
We'll give you a clipboard.
You'll be a, you'll be
I
a
need
figurehead.
A whistle.
Like
I need
a
whistle.
Pope.
Yes, I need a whistle oh, guys, and a clipboard.
You guys can totally be like the counselors for the weekend.
Okay. And you know, I could look around and see if I don't have one of those lanyards. Remember
oh,
lanyards?
I've got lanyards.
Were you a Boy Scout? Were you ever a Boy Scout?
I was never a Boy Scout. I was in 4-H.
Well, they should have made lanyards. Oh, everybody out there knows what a lanyard is.
The big ones that say WWJD?
No, those are just cloth things that hang around.
Lanyards.
Here. Yeah, that's right. They are. But these we made out of some kind of, they were like this box thing that you, this box stitch that you did with this long piece of plastic.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this going
no,
into
No, I'm
the
interested.
Jumper?
I'm
friendship
like,
bracelets?
No, but it was, what, it, macrame? It's not macrame. People out there, help me here. Somebody old knows about lanyards. When I was in the Brownies and the Girl Scouts, we had to make these things. Look up lanyards on our computer here. L-A-N, lanyards.
They are so loud next door, louder than they've ever been. Anyway,
well,
continue describing lanyards.
No, it's not going anywhere.
I was in
that.
4-H, though.
Well, what'd you raise?
I didn't raise anything. I was a little towny 4-H person.
Oh.
So, like, I was in, I'm going to show how gay I am right now. I was in the 4-H show choir, honor show choir,
uh-huh.
and I performed that in the summer, and I did camp, and I was a camp counselor.
Oh, lovely.
And I made crafts, arts and crafts, and showed them at the fair.
Now, if you made arts and crafts, I know you know this, what I'm talking about here. If I had four...
Ann Walker, get off it.
No, I know.
I'm seeing a lanyard knot, but...
Yeah, lanyard knot.
Fishing knots.
Oh, anyway.
Paracord lanyard.
A what kind?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm so sorry I brought this up.
You're so,
so sad.
I know we used to... Oh, okay, maybe. I don't know. Yes. That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So Google far,
yeah.
So far, our listeners have learned what gouch eye is and lanyards.
Well, I'm just a wealth of information.
You are.
Yeah, yeah. And as I told you, I was a hairdresser.
I love it. She was a hairdresser.
For 3 weeks.
I was like, I'm not good with hair, but she's good.
You're good at clipping it on.
I am.
We all are good at that.
Spraying the places that are light and...
You could teach a class.
Hello.
Okay, all tranny wannabes. Listen
Transsexual up. 101 for the newly trans people.
Do you remember this place on Whitsitt right off of My goodness.
They are so loud.
They are really loud
Wow.
today.
It's good that they're good, but still.
I know, right?
There was a place for trannies to go on.
There's
Whitsitt.
A place for you to go.
For makeup and walking and
I've heard
clothes.
About this.
But I went by there the other day, and it was gone, and it was there for years and years and years.
And that's
right
in,
there.
Like, Burbank, right?
No, Studio City,
Studio
right
City.
On Whitsitt.
Okay, and, I don't know Whitsitt.
I'm sorry.
I'm at my Whitsitt.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just at my rope's beginning.
Speaking of things closing, have you noticed all the theaters that are closing lately? The small little... I'm really sad about this because the Regency at Beverly and Fairfax just closed.
I know.
And it was $5 matinees, and I love going there. And the theater on La Brea and, like, La Brea and Beverly, that closed. All
that
these...
$1 place on La Brea and Beverly?
Yeah.
Right there on the corner.
Not,
it was
the
not
Regent.
Right on.
Yeah, the Regent. That closed a little while ago. Like, all these little great, you know, and they're my favorite place. Like, the theater on Vermont Street in Los Feliz.
Yeah.
So the store, Tranny 911, or Tranny 911 store.
I don't know.
No, I've heard about those, and you can take feminizing classes and everything
yes.
like that.
Why don't you just reopen a new one and call it Tranny Camp?
Because obviously they're doing really well in the market right now.
We'll call it Tranny Summer Camp. And at night you can have like...
Tranny 911.
At night you can have like reading classes. Okay. Spanish to English.
Hola, en este día vamos a aprender de las...
When you're home, do you speak primarily Spanish with your family?
No, we speak...
I'm just asking.
We speak Texan.
Oh, you do? Well, you know.
My parents just happen to not be Latin.
Oh, really? Martinez, where did you get that name?
Can I say it?
Yeah?
Rutherford.
Shut up. I didn't know you were going to say that one.
Oh.
Okay, that
oh,
was
cool.
My birth last name was Rutherford. But Celeste Martinez was my drag aunt, and I took a lot of good things from her. And I used to know Spanish really well, and for some reason I don't know it anymore. And back in the day, I'd do Selena and Shakira, you know, and uh-huh. everybody. Oh, guess who's calling?
Who?
Max!
Hello?
Sorry, can I answer this?
Yeah, why? I thought you were going to. That was a pause.
Hi, Max.
Do you even speak Spanish?
A veces. Cuando estoy muy borracha.
Ah, claro, como tú eres un panacha, un baracha, panacha. ¿Qué pasó? What's up, baby?
Nada, ¿cómo está?
Estoy bien, mijita, ¿qué tal?
Oh, you sound so sexy when you speak
Spanish.
Yeah, you
do. I'm good, how are you?
Oh, Greg, you're back?
Yes, I'm back.
Where were you last week?
I was in Mexico.
Oh.
I really was.
How fitting for our conversation.
I know, right?
What did you learn?
I was visiting Dina's homeland.
Oh, were you?
I learned that...
Did you bring home some housekeepers?
Yeah, you should have been there today. It was in the big refrigerator box.
Oh.
There were two in there.
Open it up. She's dying.
So what's up, y'all? You guys have a fun show. I'm listening to you and watching the Grammys.
Oh, yay.
Of course.
You are doing your show still, right, tonight?
Of course. Beyonce just won Halo for Song of the Year, Best Female.
Well, thank you for
updating us. She won already for that tonight before the telecast.
And she won, and Taylor Swift won for the Best Country Album.
Well,
okay. I was very excited about that.
Anyway, and you have Maria Papapetros. I cannot say
Papapetros B.
Papapetros.
On
Papa
tonight, Petros. Right? The psychic?
Yeah. Psychic to the stars. You guys should call in.
Oh, my God. I need a psychic. And
needs a psycho and a psychic.
But let me tell you, if you call in, one question, because she gets pissy.
She does, doesn't she? I've heard
that it. That night that we connected with you, she was so upset that there was two Dinas and a gay boy.
Well, okay. Let me tell you, one night some guy called in and he's like, I have this question, this question, this question. He's like, I don't see anything for you.
How is she predicting whether or not I'm ever going to get laid again?
I just call in and ask her.
Okay. Can I just be that blunt about
it? You can be that blunt about it.
And what number do I call?
We'll do it on the show. Everyone's going to hear it.
Yeah. You guys will call in from the show.
When do you go on?
I go on in five minutes.
See how out of it I am? I had no idea.
So, Max, I'm really upset that you didn't answer my call last week and send me a picture of your new haircut.
Yeah, we wanted to see it.
I look good.
Do you?
Let me tell you, I
wouldn't
the
know because outside. I haven't seen a picture and you didn't upload one on Facebook because I've been looking.
You know what? They say I have a face for radio, but when I walked by the mirror, I was like, I would fuck me with that haircut.
I want to say.
No ego at all.
None.
No, we have to be all egotistical.
Max and friends.
If you can't love yourself, how the fuck are you going to love somebody else?
That is so true, Max. I've said all right, that RuPaul. Over and over. Over and over I've said that.
Wait, so when was the last time you actually did get laid?
June of this last year.
Of 2009.
She's on my track.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How's then have you self-pleasured yourself or not?
Of course, dear.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know what? Duracell
stays in business somewhere.
That's so true.
I always say, why do for yourself what others can do for you?
Well, now that's true. And if I would meet somebody,
What do you want?
Huh?
What do you want? And don't just say hard. Like, what's your criteria?
No. I'll tell you what my criteria. I have criteria. I have rules, you people.
All right. What are your rules?
Well, it's not really a lot, but they have to be, willing. But they also have to be, a Democrat. And okay. I have actually turned down Republicans.
Are you serious?
I am serious. I don't need to get laid that bad. Because I'm sure all Republicans are just kinky as hell.
You know what, though? It's the quiet ones that do the most.
It's true.
Well, yeah.
The Republican goes back to his wife.
Oh, yeah. But I don't want a married one. I do not want a married man. I'm sorry. I don't want to deal with that shit. Sorry, Mrs. Edwards. we'll finish
all right,
this.
So basically we have willing and non-Republican. What else?
And relatively cute.
Okay.
Over 45 or 50.
Relatively cute.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they don't have to be, I would love it if they look like Johnny Depp.
Right. Straight.
As long as they don't look like Danny DeVito.
Yeah. No, straight. No short guys and very, very straight.
I can still get hard.
Yeah, that would be sort of like that'd be nice.
Max, she likes him younger, Max.
I did. Well, I went.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Last summer, I was with a younger man.
And what's younger man? 20?
In his 30s.
Okay.
And I'm How in, was it? It was great.
Do you recommend it to other women?
Oh, yeah.
Emphatically.
If you can get it, definitely try it. Because, we're still... Air friends. I'm doing air quotes. We're still friends, of course. And he's very.
Are you friends on Facebook?
I'm not going to dare tell you that. Yes, we are.
Now, let me ask you a question real quick because I got to get the hell out of here. But do you do tech sex with him?
No, never did. No. I don't think that's fun. It doesn't do anything
for
me.
I want
me.
You to start it right now. Text him right now and start it.
No.
It makes me uncomfy.
Me too. And I hate telephone sex.
I don't mind telephone sex.
Now, telephone sex is okay, but why? Come on over. Come over here.
Come over
to
what? To your house? Your
yeah, yeah. I don't need to talk to you on the phone.
I'm kidding.
No,
you're going to have
no,
fun.
No,
I'm going to find
bad.
Someone for you. But wait, where do they have to live?
Here. In L.A. would be nice.
Okay. All right, good.
Anywhere.
I'm but looking, if they're rich, they could fly you around.
I just need a...
Yeah, if they were rich.
A hot, handsome, rich man in New York.
Well, there you go. With Who's going to give titties, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, you guys are going to call in.
Yeah, we
and
are.
And we're going to have Maria answer your question when you're going to get laid next.
Do you want us to call a specific time that we can plan it? Should we plan it?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I'll talk to Ronan and let that him know during the show.
All right, babe. We can't wait.
Have fun, sweetheart. I got to go.
Bye, Max.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good show.
Have a good show. I just adore that fucker.
He probably has no idea who I am. Some woman on their show. Some
Wants
woman.
Wants to get laid.
Yeah.
Some old woman. Redhead that keeps coming back.
Yeah, thank God. You guys are so cute with me.
We love you. Love we have secret plans for you. So.
We do. Yes. Very secret. Yeah.
Does it Not have dirty. Anything to do with an outhouse tipping over on our trip?
You know what? My favorite thing when somebody asked me, you obviously have high standards. And was it you that Greg turned around and said, no, she doesn't.
Just now?
No. Just like when I was, guess who tried to call back?
Who?
Carrie. So he said, he's like, no, she doesn't have really high standards.
No,
it was Drew. Drew's boyfriend, Christopher, was like, I don't know.
Drew is Dina's roommate, by the way.
Oh.
And for everyone in our listenership that has no clue what you're talking about.
So, like, Christopher is like a matchmaker, apparently. He's like the homo Yanta. I don't understand, Dina. You're such a good package. Why are you not in a relationship? And I'm like, well, I don't know for sure. I'm just, you know, I'm looking, but I'm not really, it's not a huge priority because
See,
I don't want to be.
It's not like I'm not like looking 24 hours a day or even maybe once a week. I don't know.
Right. And one of the big things for me is it's very difficult to, you
And
look
it's like,
once
I
a
just
week,
want to fall on it once in a while.
Stop yourself, Greg.
The difficult thing for me is I want somebody who's going to think of me as a woman.
Exactly.
And a partner.
Right.
And not a fetish. Because, you know, a lot of guys think of trans women as like, ooh, they're trannies. They've got, you know, they're going to be, you know, they're going to top me and they're going to do this. And I'm a woman. Like, I'm just a woman. I just happen to have a couple things that I'm trying to get rid of and trying to get enhanced. And so that's one of the big things for me is I want to meet somebody who's going to think of me as a person and fall in love with Dina, not necessarily that I'm a transsexual. And anyway.
Can I say a compliment right now?
Yes.
Nothing mean towards you and just say, I'm so lucky to see this transition. And we were talking earlier and really she's coming into her womanhood so much, especially this last week. Like, and it's the boots.
The boots.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think that the more you go around looking like this, rather than the way I have seen you before, the more, though, you will become more this person.
Yes.
Honestly. I think.
Well, it's just really, it's really interesting because, like, you know, it's difficult every day to just put makeup on.
Sure.
Especially when you just want to roll out of bed and go to work. And I don't always like to wear makeup and I'm a plus size woman and I'm on hormones. And so when it gets warm, I'm sweating.
Welcome
you know?
To my fucking world. What makes you so different? What do you think they call it? Menopause.
I'm not going through menopause.
I know it.
You really are, though. You kind of, your body is, in a way.
Pardon me, I have to adjust my.
Just because you don't have a vagina.
Yes.
A vagine.
Yet.
Boo. I really want my boobs, though. And Dr. Mark Warfel, if you're out there, I really want boobs. Max is trying to hook me up with Dr. Mark Warfel from New York. Dr. Mark Warfel. From the Warfel Institute in New York City.
And what does he do?
And he's just gorgeous. He's
shameless plug.
He does a lot of stuff.
Oh.
He does a lot of stuff. And he's so sexy. He's so sexy.
He is really
attractive.
So
Dr.
attractive.
Mark Warfel should be doing my boobs.
He
should
gay?
Sponsor my boobs.
Is he gay?
I don't know. I haven't said Dr. Mark Warfel. Are you gay?
No, that's the other thing, though. I'm just slightly confused. People who are transgendering... Mm-hmm. Do you want to have a man who is straight or a man who is gay?
I want a straight man. Some transgender people are not transitioning to become fully female, and so I consider myself transsexual, which is a subset. It's kind of a subset of transgender, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to go the full route, you know. While I still have the bottom parts, I've got some things I want to take care of, right. like I want a national title and a gay pageant or two or three, but that is just there to, you know, get me some money for, I mean, because before that I can't work at a lot of clubs.
That's right. I just found that out last year.
I know, and it really is annoying to me because mm-hmm. I got rid of a defect and got a vagina, the next day I can't work in your bar because that disqualifies me from doing the same thing that I was doing all the time before. It doesn't make sense to me at all. I think it's ridiculous, and I think it should be something that the community, especially the drag / transgender performing community, mm-hmm. and the club owners should really get together and talk about how to forward these biases.
That's true.
Or I get mean, past these biases, because yeah. it's really something that bugs
that
me.
Who made that a rule?
And I understand. I know, like, Village Station, it's not that anymore. It's called S4 now. They have that policy. And so does Baton Show Lounge. And those are the two biggest...
These are in Dallas?
The ones that I know. Well, Baton Show Lounge is in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And S4 is in Dallas. So it's kind of one of those, like, I know that they have that policy, but I think it's very... antiquated, and I understand, and a bunch of people have this issue with it, but if you're transitioning, they're like, you became a woman, you're not a woman, why should you be, or you're a woman now, so why should you perform in a gay bar as a trans or as a female illusionist? Well, I'm doing the same thing that I did the week before without a dick, with a vagina. I don't get how that can change so quickly.
Yeah,
I think it's very, I have issue with it.
Do those pageants that are around the country, they have that mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
You can't be now, fully
transgender. You can get your boobs, you can get your hips done, you can get all this stuff, but once you get it cut off, you can't compete or you can't do these things. That's my understanding mm-hmm. from the pageant system, but I haven't seen it like written down. Well, so, but we haven't.
And one of your goals in life is, you know, once we get everything going, is Dina would like to start a center for transgender
women
to find help get them in job placement.
Yeah, so I want to do a, like, have a transgender community center and definitely focus on job and career placement mm-hmm. and communicating with.
It's got to be the hardest thing in the world to find a job when you're either in the middle of it, beginning it, even ending it, but ending it, at least you're.
Or even to be able to keep a job throughout
exactly.
that. I faced a bit of prejudice mm-hmm. or difficulties during that, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to really. But yeah, so it's kind of, I've been blessed right now that I'm in an environment that's very accepting of me. And I know that there are a lot of women who are not able to pass as easily as I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel very blessed to look very feminine, even without a lot of facial feminizing, you know, and stuff like that. But
you
there
do,
are a lot of people
do.
That don't have that, you know, that aren't able to look that feminine.
And my
without.
Heart goes out to them mm-hmm. because they're trapped in there and they probably do whatever they can, but it won't be an easy path for
right.
them ever,
right.
really.
Right.
And I know it sometimes, I know I've been at certain churches where they're, been very accepting of mm-hmm. transgender people and they're just unfortunately not real pretty.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel
but
bad
not
for
all
them.
Genetic females are real pretty.
Hell no.
I
not
mean,
like us.
I know, right? It takes a lot of work though.
It takes a hell of a lot of work.
I mean, I have to get out of bed and roll out of bed and, you know, it's tough.
Well, you're a pretty girl and I'm glad to see you all dutied up tonight.
Thank you.
And not a lesbian. So earlier we had this conversation. I'm moving on now.
Obviously, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, sorry.
We had this conversation.
I brought
about,
us down.
You know how she jokes about, you know, finding Dr. Dan Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Well, I joked about finding who, like, putting Dan Vanderbilt in Facebook, and I just did it while you guys were talking.
You did it?
Yes. and four came up.
Any hot ones?
And none of them have a picture. One has a animal, a picture of an animal from the Muppets. And then another is a guy about to ski down a slope. And then there's no picture. And then there's Daniel Vanderbilt Winther. And he's not a doctor. So maybe
the other three doctors?
No, none of them. I don't think any of them are. But the one in the skiing could be. Like, he could very well be a doctor.
Are they on Facebook?
And it could very well be in, yes.
Oh.
I'm gonna send this one.
He could and very ask well him, have I'm a sending, chateau in the French Alps.
I'm sending one and asking him if he's a doctor.
And I can
Or be, why don't you do it?
You do it.
I are can you be your Duenya. I'll come along.
Yes.
I'll be your
I wonder Duenya. If he's gonna respond to me. I doubt it.
I think this is funny. So and then
I totally just
Dr. Mark Warfel of the Warfel Institute in New York City, who I think should do my boobs.
Yes.
He's very handsome.
How'd you meet him?
Max is gonna hook us up.
Oh, that's right.
And I've added him as my friend on Facebook, that Dr. Mark Warfel from the Warfel Institute in New York City.
I gotta find this guy.
What better place to recuperate from boob job than in New York City?
Speaking of shameless plugs, I've still have not gotten my Snuggie. I'm demanding that the Snuggie Corporation send me a Snuggie, and I still have not
two
gotten
Snuggie,
it.
Two Snuggie, at least two. Let's three.
They were
three,
giving
one
them out.
For, one for
they
Aaron,
were giving
two.
Them out at the Golden Globes. Or the SAG Awards.
Oh,
now,
we were
remember.
Not given permission to go to the Golden Globes.
Okay. Let's just
our
speak
press
about
passes
the swag.
Were denied.
Let's speak about those rooms that they have all
I know,
those
right?
presents in. I want to go do that. I'm an actor. I've done a movie or two or ten, and I'm never allowed to go.
What is that?
To get those, you know.
I know
be a,
no, I get that.
I think be it's because you're associated with us.
No. Well, you have to be a presenter.
Because we keep
or,
getting denied.
Or... Well, how do you get? I think it's just the presenters that get.
See,
them.
I this year I'm going to get a part that gets me my SAG award and or
card.
SAG card. Thank you. That's what I'm asking.
An award.
And I'm going to demand.
First year could be a little hard.
And I'm going to demand that SAG the Screen Actors Guild, you know, really move forward with trans visibility and have me present next year.
Well, now that's a
I'm
very...
I'm not going to demand. I'm going to ask.
That's a very lofty and wonderful goal in life.
If anybody knows anybody who could help me with that idea...
Now, you know, we've only... Because, seriously, I mean, there is a very good place in life. I don't mean to be serious.
Anne's got her serious face on.
But, you know, look at Candace Kane.
Uh-huh.
Look at our Callie.
Stunning.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah. Now, that's only two that I know. Mm-hmm. Who else is a tranny that's getting work?
What's her name? Alexis Arquette.
Oh, yeah. Now, is she working?
She,
Or she just got that last name that's...
You know, I'm not sure where... I think she is working, but mm-hmm. I don't know of anything that she's doing currently.
And I think what you have to do is you have to get the writers, the Writers Guild writers, anybody over there that, you know, if you know a writer... Get them to write a project for you. Put it on the stage.
Grab your knee pads.
No, I mean...
Oh, you were looking I'm at like, me because want, you want me to write you something.
No, yeah.
I will.
Well, let's write it together. One of my goals, like, I really want to be shut up.
Stop.
On, like, a CSI or something and be the transsexual...
You know what
detective.
They do anymore.
Kelly Mantle.
I just want to do that.
Oh, wait, no,
what
she
they
didn't do that.
What they do anymore with that though?
They
they'll
just
get
dead
a regular actor. They'll get a
to
regular
actor.
Yeah, to play a trans.
How about Dexter?
Yeah.
We could get you on Dexter.
Maybe HBO.
Yeah, like HBO or Showtime.
I want to be on something where I'm a detective and everybody like, you know, they're like, she's
watch
the detective, and I'm like. What?
Stop. Let me think. Stop. This is the police. Or I'll
stop shoot. And put your guns down. I said stop and put your fucking gun down.
See, you would be great because you can do that.
I can't
and
do that.
And that would be your characters that you can be a man or you can be a woman whenever they need.
Exactly.
But they can unfortunately just dress up people, straight people to do
and,
that.
And I think it's great that people are willing to play a trans part even if they're genetic. You know, but I think that
well,
that
like,
we should get a couple of parts, you know, here
absolutely.
And there in those roles. And
but it's like all the other people who have handicaps, mm-hmm. I guess, challenged. What do they call it? Politically correctly called
physical
it?
Challenges?
Yeah. But anyway, they have, in fact, I'm going to teach a class coming up to people like that, a little right acting on. Class. But
oh.
Yeah, well, you know.
Can we enroll Dina? What?
So
I just looked at you really seriously.
No, I think it's time for a little bit of music. Speaking of Calpurnia Adams, she's going to be coming into the studio in March again. So Calpurnia Adams, this is Matthew Peck, Death by Disco Mix.
Of what song?
Of Stunning. I said that.
I don't think so.
So I did.
We'll be right.
Wake up, honey. Look who's come to bury the hatchet. It's Calpurnia. Take a look, but don't touch, cause baby, I'm stunning.
Stunning,
I'm stunning. When I walk into a room, all the mouths start running. Take a look and they lose it, cause baby, I'm stunning. I turned out pretty, was so bad, and Angelina tried to send me naked pictures of the baby I've seen. I touch all the names of the people in power, trying to get a little noodle of the woman of the hour. Like Vinny, Vinny, 9x7, came by my place for a piece of heaven.
We'll see you again, where will you be at?
I pointed to the TV and said, on that. Stunning, I'm stunning. To our room, all the boys come around and take a look, but don't touch, cause baby, I'm stunning.
Stunning,
I'm stunning. When I walk into a room, all the mouths start to run and take a look and they lose it, cause baby, I'm stunning. Hey, bitch, you know you're stunning, is this one? I looked her up and down and said, I know I'm stunning. You can try to do what I do and emulate me, but you'll need a magic mirror if you wanna see what I see. When you see the prophet, Jesus, you shouldn't have, but when I think about it, he probably couldn't have. Bad bitch with a bad reputation, but your goggles do nothing, I still give you radiation. Stunning, I'm stunning. When I walk into a room, all the boys come around and take a foot, don't touch, cause baby, I'm stunning.
Stunning,
I'm stunning. When I walk into a room, all the mouths start to run and take a look and they lose it, cause baby, I'm stunning. I know that you know that this shit ain't funny. You can't deny it, bitch. Look at me stunning. When I walk into the room, you better get a running. Brace yourself, whore, you're about to get a stunning. Heidi, done. Tyra, done. Giselle, done. Christy, done. Brace yourself, whore, you're done. Whore, you're done. Brace yourself, whore, you're done. Whore, you're done. I'm stunning. I'm stunning. When I walk into a room, all the boys come around and take a look, but don't touch, cause baby, I'm stunning. Stunning. I'm stunning. When I walk into a room, all the mouths start to run and take a look and they lose it, cause baby, I'm stunning. I'm stunning. I'm stunning. When I walk into a room, all the boys come around and take a look, but don't touch, cause baby, I'm stunning. Stunning.
Stunning.
I'm stunning. When I walk into a room, all the mouths start to run and take a look and they lose it, cause baby, I'm stunning. I'm Heidi, stunned. I'm Tyra, stunned. Giselle, stunned. Christy, stunned. Brace yourself, whore, stunned. I'm Janet, stunned. Iman, stunned. Callie, stunned. Brace yourself, whore, stunned.
Song. Damn it, Dina!
Hi there.
Hi.
We're talking about how to properly phrase Anne's question to Maria. Papa Pedros when we call Max's show in a little bit. She's a psychic. Psychic to the stars.
Is she really? I wonder how much she charges for.
And you're
a
star.
I am. She better.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
There you go. Psychic to the stars for the star in the studio today.
Well.
Ann Walker, we love when you're here. Just so you know.
We do. Oh, you know, I already said this, but I'll say it again. I love you guys.
Aww.
You guys and girl.
Guys.
You're
adorable.
Two girls and a guy.
There you go.
No, I love you guys, and it's so swell to be here. You're so sweet to me.
Well, I hope
really
the swelling goes down.
Me too.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So if you'd like to call in, the number is 818-602-4929. That's 818-602-4929. Give us a call if you're still listening. Or call us on the when the Grammys are on a commercial and tell us what's going on.
And tell me how to phrase this. I don't want this psychic to think that I'm just like some whore. some old woman whore.
Maria Papapinos, when am I going to get laid next?
Yeah, see? That's just not nice.
Now, Anne, you're kind of on the same... I feel like we're loud.
Yeah, we are a little bit.
Maybe it was a bit
now that Kelly's not next door, we can be loud.
Right. I feel like... like we're on the same path or plan for sex, because it seems like I get laid once a year.
Well, this is once in 5 years.
Oh, honey.
My husband died 5 years ago.
And so you've been...
And that was the first time I'd been laid in 5 years.
Ronan is totally...
We are...
Ronan. Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
You've been listening, huh? So, but... Was it good when you got it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, see, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was just that, it takes you a while to get back into the, swinging groove of it,
okay.
To relax enough with the new person.
Yeah.
It's new, the new person. See, gay men, it's not like they're a new person to each other. They just do it. I need a little romancing.
I do too.
I do.
Every once in a while when you want a little touching and you meet somebody and you're like, okay, I just want to have sex.
To quote Roseanne, it's a slap and a tickle.
A slap and a tickle.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought this was going to be, but then it kept going on. It only lasted
Are you talking about the radio show or the guy?
The guy.
Okay.
No, it went on around 3 months, And I'm still shocked. Yeah. About the whole thing, especially because he was so much younger. Yeah. I mean, 45 to 55 to 60, I can live with that. That's a cool thing. Anything over 48 would be good.
But
it's like everybody already is paired up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to pick up anybody's socks or dirty shorts.
I hear you there.
Ann Walker, don't have to. I say fuck that. You can have whatever you want.
Yes, I can.
And if you don't want to pick up dirty socks, then say pick up the dirty socks.
And how do you tell somebody, if my husband had bad breath or something, I would just say, honey, that's hello. Go brush your teeth. Go use a little mouthwash. You can't tell some stranger to do that.
Well, you know what, though? If you do fall in love...
Hey, honey, before you stick your tongue in my mouth, you better wash your goddamn teeth.
But
yeah, that's good.
But if you get over that hump and you do fall in love with someone, there are still ways around it. My grandmother, hilarious. My grandmother and her boyfriend...
Wait a minute. Your grandmother has a boyfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Dina and I can't get laid?
I know. My mom... She, after my dad passed away, she stayed quite a bit, and she never used to have sex. But she meets somewhere else.
So I want to just continue my thought quick with my grandma, the hussy. She's hilarious. My grandmother is like she's one of my best friends. But her and her boyfriend live in the same apartment complex.
Now that's
good. And they have separate apartments.
Yeah.
And they may stay at the same apartment most of the time. But it's perfect because she gets pissed at him and she goes down to her apartment.
Well, that's great if I was living in an old folks home now.
But she's not an old folks home.
That was a joke.
So this, by the way, is Dr. Mark Warfel from the Warfel Institute.
Oh, my God.
How dishy is he?
The man is gay.
No,
you can't look that pretty.
Stop it.
You cannot be that pretty.
He's got to be straight and love me.
If you're just tuning in,
I just want boobs.
We're
that's
picking
all
up.
Man, that's like the biggest thing.
If you're just tuning in, we're picking out nursing homes for Ann Walker.
Shady Glen.
Yeah, Shady Grove Mobile Home Park.
There you go, honey.
at least
you're going to have a double wide. That's all we care about.
We are being connected right now to Max Tucci's show, Max and Friends. So our lovely Ann Walker can ask Maria Papapedros a question.
Maria Papapedros, that's really her name?
Yes, she's psychic to the stars.
Maria
Papapedros. Caller?
Hello?
Do you have a question for Cleo?
Is that you little devil? That is my girl. Stop your show.
Oh, I love it. That was fun.
Where is she?
Listen to that voice. Aren't you sweet?
Yes, I am. And Maria Papapedros.
Yes, she'll be here in a second.
Although, okay.
You deserve better.
I thank you very much. I know.
And that was Maria Papapedros.
I wish you could find the Phil, the Dr. Phil line.
Oh, I'm looking that up since
It's hilarious.
As soon as I get home and I'm calling people, I'm going to crank call everybody I know tonight with Dr.
Phil. It's all, you're fat because you want to be.
I'm not answering your phone call at all tonight.
Yes, I got your number.
I know, right?
Dina, I need yours. Write yours on here.
You don't have my number?
No, I do not.
Seriously?
Seriously. Wait a minute, let me...
I'll just text you, honey.
Let me find the page for Greg Potter.
How about this? I'll make it easy. It'll be on your phone.
Okay, good.
Yeah, did you at least save my number this time?
You know, I think I think I had put it in before and just forgot.
I have two different numbers from you.
I love the fact that we can just chat like nothing is going on.
I know, right? Everybody's interested. They're like enthralled.
They're hanging.
I know. How many?
No, see,
they're
I had it
hanging
in
on everyone.
Which, I had it in there.
Which one's your mobile?
So, if you're just tuning in, can I talk about something relevant, maybe?
No.
No, okay.
The one that says mobile.
I'm not allowed to say anything mobile. Serious tonight. Why am I not allowed to do anything serious?
Do it.
And I've had so much coffee. I'm like, no. I just want to point out that CBS rejected a gay dating commercial for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I heard this.
Ooh. But they took the stupid anti-abortion commercial that the football player is putting Tio, whatever his name is. I don't know what his name is. But anyway, there was a big controversy over them, you know, rejecting this commercial and taking the anti-abortion, that focus on the family bullshit people. I hate those people. maybe hate's too big.
Figured out who you should call tonight.
Focus on the Family.
What is his name? What was his name from Focus on the Family?
I don't know, but that Phelps. I used Phelps, to watch is him, that listen Phelps to him all guy? The
time. No.
No.
Fred Phelps?
It's not Dr. Mark Warfel of the Warfel Institute in New York City.
Oh, Lord. That man is gorgeous.
I just want to point out, too, Nepal accepts gay marriage, and now you can get married on Mount Everest.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Wait a minute.
So that's
RuPaul?
No, Nepal.
Oh, Nepal.
Speaking of RuPaul, RuPaul's Drag Race starts this week.
That's right. Monday night.
On Wednesday? Monday?
Mm-hmm. Monday
I'm
night
so
at
excited.
10 on Logo.
My girls are on
the
there.
Screening party.
I know.
What? There was a screening party?
No, there was like a big event. Yes.
We were both aloof.
Okay, and here it is.
Oh,
Ann Walker, Maria.
Hello.
What is your name?
Ann Walker. Meet Maria.
Ann Walker.
Hi there, Maria. How are you?
Hi, Ann. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a widow for 5 years now, and now I'm ready to start dating again. And I was just wondering if you see or you feel or you get any kind of indication if that's going to be a possibility for me.
You mean if you're going to be meeting someone? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you are. As a matter of fact, I see somebody with a K and or a C initial. K as in Kevin or Costas or whatever. And I feel someone with that is very spiritual, like a lot of feminine energy, which means spirituality, if he's a man, and very different than what he's had so far. Now, I feel that you, I don't know when you were widowed, but I feel you haven't had a meaningful relationship for the past 7 years.
That's true.
Oh, girl. Come on, girl.
And so there's going to be this person is different. And actually, there's going to be three different people. And the other one is a little bit in the background. You know what I mean? This person is not a big talker. Very nice, quite simple, powerful, though, and very supportive. You're going to have to let the person, though, have their time on stage.
Okay.
Do you know what that means? Because usually, I mean, you sort of take over in a quiet way, but you do take over.
Yes, ma'am, I do. You're right.
So you got to stop that. And this person could very well be a doctor or has a doctorate degree, okay?
Oh, I like that. I like medicine.
Okay, that's
oh, honey. We all like medicine.
All right, Ann. Well, I hope that answered your question.
Well, it does. And thank you very much, Max. And thank you, Maria. I appreciate that.
We appreciate your question. All right, Greg, are you here?
Yes, I am.
All right, Greg, what is your question?
Oh, I didn't know I get a question.
Well, you better ask Maria a specific question,
Maria,
Greg.
Maria, do I get to quit my day job soon?
Well, that's up to you. You know what I mean? That's not a question of me. Do you get to? I mean, do you want to?
I want to. Is there a
I hear you've been so... What is your name?
My name is Greg Potter.
Greg, but how long have you been saying that? Long time, right? About quitting your job.
Well, about a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah. I think you're going to get someone with a J or G initial around you. John, Judy, I don't know if they have to do with your work or not. And I feel that it was something within the next 6 weeks that this J will be offering to you, J or G initial, and then you will.
Well, thank you.
You will, but take it easy. Like 4 to 6 weeks is close. And are you trying to diet right now?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. Do it. Because do it now that it's not a problem.
Because you're fat.
I love do it.
Thank you.
Do it now that it's not a problem. Because if you don't, then you don't have a problem now. But if you don't watch it, you will have a problem later. We have choices. Okay?
Thank you, Maria.
There you go.
You have not even introduced me. You got into the questions.
People are so excited, but everyone... Maria
have half an hour left, and you have not even introduced me. How do they know who I am?
Everybody knows who you are now, Maria. You are on our page here at LA Talk Radio. Maria Papapetros, psychic to the stars, our in-house psychic, Wayne Lucas's best friend and advisor for years. Also, Maria is known to be the advisor to...
Wayne Lucas was a little boy when I met him.
Okay, all right, we're going to take some calls. So callers, Ronan, when you're ready, let's get them on. One question, caller. Maria's going to be in New York coming up. MariaPapaPetros.com. On Thursday, this Thursday she'll be in New York. We're going to give you the number that you can contact her.
How do you book the appointment?
212-935-4441 is her office in New York. She will be in Connecticut.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Well, let's take a caller real quick. Caller.
Maria, are you doing meditations also, Maria, or just reading?
Individual meditations, yes. Meditation. Then you can tell them after this caller, Wayne, all about it. I do meditation and reading.
Max, she does these meditations that'll blow your mind.
I was at a fantastic psychic intuition
workshop.
Class. Yeah, workshop.
Yep.
Now, we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. It's Nikki, and I'm sorry I have to just give you an update, but I am officially never watching the Grammys ever again. Taylor Swift just won for Best Album of the Year. I'm going to throw up.
Okay, and now...
So now ask Maria a question.
I'm so disappointed. Maria, hi, how are you? It's Nikki.
I'm fine. How are you? I'm just saying you're getting more psychic by the second.
Yeah, Nikki, why don't you give a testimony about what Maria told you?
About what? About which?
You tell us. You know what the question was. Maria told you you're going to become more psychic, and have you?
Oh, my God. It's been weird. Very crazy. The things I've been dreaming of and telling people and pulling stuff out from, I have no idea where I get it from, and it's just happening, and it's whatever. I accept it. It's amazing.
You said the right word. You accept it, because every single person on earth is psychic, some more than others, but it's just... When it's good to pay attention to culture, when our time comes, like yours came, and you got it. You picked it up.
And trust it.
And then you use it for everyday living, so you get more mileage out of life.
Yep.
You know, Maria, you know what's important, Maria? Maria teaches us these things. All of us, we trust all the wrong things in this world. We all chase people that don't love us, jobs that we don't like. And then Maria gives you information, and Maria says, trust it. And we don't trust the simple things.
We trust
the simpleness of what Maria is saying, and it really works.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, Nikki, do you have a question for Maria? A specific question?
It's always my specific question. Where are we now? February, right? Coming tomorrow. It's Valentine's Day. Where's my love life going? Help me.
Well, we said the last time we talked, I think we said something about March. If we didn't, I'm telling you right now. That when we talked the last time, I didn't think you were ready to hear what I was telling you. You knew it was so, but I understand. You're a Scorpio, right?
Yes, I am.
Are you a Scorpio? Yeah. And you did not want to hear it. Now I feel you do understand what I was saying. And I feel a new person. However, many times it happens that someone were together with changes, the circumstances change, and the person may come in as a new person. So I don't know if you had a breakup recently or a problem with someone, but I feel that there's a person in question, someone who is in your life or has been in your life. So this person will be making a lot of changes and is coming in as a new type of person. However, what you wanted 3 months ago, what you wanted 2 months ago, what you wanted 6 months ago, it's not what you're going to want in March. That's a prediction. In other words, someone you wanted, let's say, a lot, whatever you wanted in your love life, you're going to get, and most likely you're not going to want it by March. No, because by March, say you're opening up psychically. You're not just opening up psychically in being predictive. Being psychic is not just being predictive.
Right,
you're going
right.
through a very big, powerful psychic breakthrough. That is why you're feeling your shoulders. You're feeling many parts of your body all of a sudden like being sore. You're opening up a lot, your head, everything. So what is happening, something else will emerge through you that's more powerful in a quiet way. So you are becoming now what you want to attract, and what you are going to want to attract in March is not in your consciousness right now. I hope all I said was not Greek to you, because
no, no, it's 100%.
It didn't sound Greek to me. However, I know that it's an amazing time, and plus you're going to be so busy in March. Three of your projects are coming together, two personal ones and one family project.
Okay.
And you're going to be so busy. Busy, busy, busy. Have you ever done any work with wine?
Yeah, I just got my certification in wine.
What do you mean?
I just got my WSET certification in wine and spirits.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very serious.
Do something with wine in March. Okay, get off the phone. Okay, that's enough now.
Okay, all right.
I got a feeling she's doing something with wine tonight. Go take another drink and hang up.
I've got a feeling. You know what? Thank God it's wine. I got to tell you guys, thank God it's wine and not whining.
Welcome back. My name's Selena Luna, and you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
Hi everyone. I think we're disconnected. I just wanted to make sure before.
Well,
that just lasted a little bit too long.
I don't even know what I wasn't even listening. All I know is the last part was Max
wine
was
and spirits.
This woman apparently is drunk watching
so
the Grammys.
I am not mad.
Well, whoever called us though while that was going on, maybe they could
call back.
Us back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
865. Mm-hmm. Call us back.
Yeah, call us back because we're now back with you.
We're back. Sorry, I'm tingling my mouse again.
So while we were on, I love looking at the weird news, right?
Yeah, Mac, I love that. Go.
Craig and loves the weird
news. So, truck driver chokes on chili and crashes into a home.
Aww.
I mean, bless the hearts of people who live there and him. But yeah, Massachusetts lumber truck crashed into a home after the driver was knocked unconscious with a chili dog.
We got a call.
I'm dead talking after I eat.
We have to act more nice. I mean, more not so excited. Maybe.
I know. I get all excited.
I do too.
Thank you for calling the Dina and Greg Show with Ann Walker tonight. How are you?
I'm good. Good God, I get through again. Hey, Ann and everyone. It's David Carlton from Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm listening to the show because, I turned the sound down on the Grammys and all that rap came on. I was over it.
That rap. I don't like rap either, baby.
The only rap I ever really liked was, I like Queen Latifah,
yeah.
And I'm showing my age here, but I like Salt-N-Pepa.
Salt-N-Pepa?
Anyway, I just want to say I'm sorry I didn't make it to Atlanta. I was like really sick.
I remember, I guess you
didn't see me down there, but anyway, the reason I wasn't there is I was so sick. And how is your one woman show coming along?
It's coming along. I gotta say, I gotta get back to working on it after the new year here. I just had a grandbaby last week, and so
congratulations!
Thank you. My daughter had a little girl, and
now we have
two little grandbabies. Not that they take up that much of my time, but thank God. But yes, I have to get back more serious and about that and get that underway, because I just got a call from somebody in Kansas City who wants me to come there, and he said, "Do you do anything?" I said, "Yeah."
"I'll wash your car. I'll do your laundry, your windows."
I'm going to have a one-woman show, and people are going to stop believing me if I don't get my ass in gear and get this thing done. And, you know, premiere it in Palm Springs. That's where I'm going to
premiere. My goodness.
In Palm Springs?
Yeah.
I've never been to Palm Springs before, and that'll be my reason to finally visit
Oh,
there.
My gosh, honey. Maybe the second time I do it. Maybe not the first, because that could be, it could be just, I don't know.
You got to workshop it a couple of times before, you know?
Yeah, you do. See where the laughs are, where you want to.
Come later when it's good.
I'll wait a month or so. Let's do that.
And I can make announcements when it's, I feel like it's ready on Facebook, and then anybody who wants to come, you know, I'll be down on Arena Street there in Palm Springs.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay. Anyway, I'll let y'all get back to your show. It's fabulous talking to you, Anne.
Thank you, babe. I love you, okay? Appreciate it. I love you too. Bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
Just sweet.
He calls for you.
I know, every time.
You know what's funny is, like, Selena Luna came on, and we were really excited to have her, and we were like, yay, people are calling. They were all our friends.
Yeah,
nobody ever called, ever. And I was like, really? Selena was so fun. I can't wait to have her back on.
On Sunday nights. I'll have to start calling in.
Just calling in to make us feel good.
Yeah.
Woo! So I heard that that Taylor Swift... Well, you guys heard it too.
Yeah, she went,
"Fuck you, fuck you."
Rumor has it.
Was it that she won Best Album of the Year?
Yeah. Well, that's what she won award for.
It's a good album, and she's a very good entertainer, and she's so sweet, and I'm just proud.
Okay, I've got to say this, Barbara. I love her. I love her, and I think she's well deserving of all the awards that she's been receiving. But I just heard her another single that just came on the radio, and it's another song about high school sweetheart, and a love story, and
she's a high schooler.
But yeah, still, like, but there's got to be more depth than that.
You understand better than anybody that you go through phases in your life, and I'm in high school phase, and let her have her phase. And there's more words
than Romeo and Juliet and love story and happily, like, it's just
okay. On TMZ tonight, whenever I saw it, I was flipping channels. TMZ, they have a big story on the fact that she and John Mayer sang together at one of his shows, and that she trotted out to his bus after the show, and they drew the curtains. You know how TMZ does.
Yeah.
They're such assholes.
But they are on top of the news of the day.
Well, what's going to happen to her boyfriend, Taylor?
They broke up, honey. You were in Mexico. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know this.
But they're in the movie Valentine's Day together.
Well, that was before they made that movie months ago. They broke up during the holidays.
Didn't they just make that last week? I'm very excited that Taylor Lautner's single now.
Oh, I bet you are. He's only 17.
I know. Isn't that gross?
Yes.
I hate that I feel that way, but
you cannot even speak those words. Those words are not to
be spoken. I'll say, hey, hottie, when's your birthday? It's so bad. He's that hot.
He's not that big of a kid. Now, I can't even go. I couldn't even.
But kids should not have bodies like that.
Listen,
how about
he pumped that up or to try to be a big movie star.
But Martin,
and apparently it's time for me to pump it up too. Okay? Papa Pedros.
Yeah.
But Dr. Mark Warfel is of the Warfel Institute
in New York City.
In New York City.
I'm sorry.
Who needs to do my boobs? Go ahead, Greg.
I was just to say, she's not that psychic. I'm a gay man. We're always on a diet. Really, Maria? Really?
You didn't even say yes. You said, well, sort of. You're like, aww. I could lose a pound. But...
And she said, do it. Do it. We did go to the psychic eye today.
You know, I love the psychic eye.
Me too.
When's your birthday?
May 2nd.
Oh, so you're not an Aquarian. Like
no, I'm Taurus. I'm hardcore Taurus. I'm Taurus, Aries. So, like, I'm pretty Taurus. Mm-hmm. Except when my moon is Aries, so I kind of think like an Aries sometimes. But
well.
I'm very Taurus.
Now, you know.
Sometimes you think like an Aries.
Sometimes you don't.
Aries. Yeah. Sometimes they're a little spacey.
A little joke.
I hate you.
Sometimes. Okay. Anyway.
I love
sometimes you're a bitch.
Sometimes you're not. You know, at a party, you can have somebody from the psychic eye. I have done this before for a birthday party I gave myself to have a reader, you know, tarot and palm reader and that kind of thing. Come and do everybody's little reading.
We love Sarah over there.
Do you? I don't remember adore who
her.
I got.
She's such a sweetheart. Her spirit is so... just like really wonderful and open.
Oh, I have to know this.
Mm-hmm. And then if I
write
one
that
of my,
down in my little book.
Also, one of my I don't think of her as much as a psychic, as much as an intuitive, wonderful advisor. But Becky Loving from Touchstone over in what's that little place that up there on the hills? That
place you dragged me to.
I love her.
Way out. Yes. I don't even know where that was.
It's not way out. No, it's in
Sierra Madre.
It's just up in the foothills. It's beautiful. And she's so loving. Becky Loving from Touchstone.
Hmm.
I love her.
We didn't even
Becky
talk
Loving.
About
com.
Your psychic reading, Anne, after you asked the question.
Oh, yeah. Because caller was so long.
Do we need to talk about that?
Do you feel good about it?
Well, it sounded a little like my first husband.
But she said there were three men coming in, right?
Is he an actor too? Your friend?
No.
But she was more talking about the stage.
But he's married happily to his second wife, and I like her. So I don't really want him back.
And I think she was. I thought she said three men are coming in.
She did say that. She did say that. And somebody with the initials K and or C. I've written it all down. So when it happens, when it happens, I'm gonna know. What you know, I'll refer back. He's going to be spiritual too,
and which is a good thing,
and femininely so, which is not a good thing.
She said straight, Maria, straight.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you know, I don't even know if I would even know if I some man could come into my life.
I don't even know if I even know.
I know, I wouldn't have a clue. How do you know when somebody? You know, when they come into your life and you have that tingle we were talking about a while ago.
Yeah.
I don't know because I don't think I've really ever experienced it.
Oh,
so
I have.
I have it very, very idealized and romanticized in my head that he's going to walk in. He's going to look across the room and he won't be able to take his eyes off of me. And I'll be like very coquettish, like, oh, my God, somebody's looking at me. And then I'll try to play it cool. And then all of a sudden I'll come over and say, are you... Dina Martinez? And I'll be like, yes. And he'll say, my name is Dr. Daniel Vanderbilt.
I love how you've turned this into a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
No, I think it's completely opposite for you, Dina. You're not going to have a fucking clue of what this man is trying to do. And you're just going to be, you're like, he's so attractive. And next thing you know, you're going to be head over heels. I see it happening. It's going to be one big gesture and you're going to be done for. Like,
because the only person that you've really ever seen me in love with was somebody that was so unattainable, and I fell, and it was hard, and it was not cute.
Oh,
see, I think
those
it's
are painful,
and it's going to be it. Like it's going to be it for you. It's totally. It
are
is.
You, are you tapping into the universal energy right
yes,
now?
Yes, I completely am. But when okay, we're almost. Well, how
we're
is
almost
this
out of
almost
time.
Done?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
What is? Let's quick before we like. close it up. What are you up to lately? Anything is coming up?
Surely I'll work again, don't you think?
I know you will.
I know you will.
I was in Atlanta.
I'm confident you will.
I was in Atlanta, Georgia, on the day that I had a callback for a Celebrex national commercial. And I couldn't go to the callbacks.
Are you kidding me?
No. I'd gone to the audition early in the week. Callbacks were on Friday. I got back Monday morning at 9:30 a.m. I was only gone the weekend.
Ugh.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, came back early Monday. And it was done. So I'm having to rethink, you know.
Celebrex.
I see. I see Activia coming into your world. Or or you can be the new Sally Field.
Boniva.
Isn't she so cute on that?
She's adorable. And I love Brothers and Sisters.
Oh, it's right. On tonight. My little TiVo is working, hopefully.
Right now I'm trying to get in touch with the brother's husband. Hit that actor.
He is so...
Scott, I think, is... No, that's his character's name.
I'm excited about this. This sounds really weird, but I've become a podcaster lately. Like, I'm really into these podcasts. Some friends of ours, a bunch of friends of ours, are have a lot of podcasts, and so I've been listening to it. And Ileana Douglas has a web series called with Justine Bateman, and it's called Easy to Assemble, and it's funny.
Is that what you played for me earlier? It is, right?
No. Oh, well, that was one of the podcasts, but Ileana Douglas.
You know, there's a lot of that going on.
It's so good. And she and Justine Bateman, the scenario is that Ileana Douglas was going to work at IKEA in Burbank so that she could get away from the Hollywood scene. And then Justine Bateman starts and takes over her spotlight at IKEA. And it's amazing.
I have to look that up.
So it's on my damn channel. And just Google Easy to Assemble. It's so funny. I just thought I'd tell you guys that because I'm kind of obsessed with that right now.
Well, I only know Cutting Edge because of the two of you. Oh. If it's new, I get all my new information from you.
I'm all Easy to Assemble is apparently already in its second season. They're all like,
they're like, Ann Walker was so nice until those two got to her.
Now she's running around taking her top off.
I've been doing that already, though.
Oh, yay.
No, I'm doing nothing. I am doing absolutely.
You're
working on your one-woman show.
Well, that I am doing. And also some construction tomorrow morning.
Ranchero Face is coming out.
Ranchero Face will be here tomorrow. Yay.
Dina, what are you up to?
Right now, in March, I'm going to be doing Southern Fried Sassy. At Hair Lounge. So, guys, go check out Sassy every Monday night at Hair Lounge if you're in Los Angeles. It's a great show. It's fun. They sponsor us. We love them. Patrick, I do the show sometimes. They're great. So, I'm really excited about... What do you have?
I will be in Madison, Wisconsin on Friday night. I'm not booked for anything this time. So, but I will be out whoring myself at the bars. So, I will keep you all abreast on Facebook and Twitter on where I'm at, and come find me. I will make an impromptu cocktail hour if I can't get booked by them. So
next week, Ari Gold, Naoko Mori. Wow. I'm so excited. The following week we have Sasha Sackett coming on, and then the week after that we've got Del Shores and Sarah Huntley. So we're really excited about that too.
Okay, I'm calling you. Okay, I'm calling you on Monday.
You might want to think about sitting in on that show.
No. You need to have that just to yourself.
You're hilarious. Also, I'll listen in. Also, I need to make a quick plug. I'm looking for a new literary agent. So,
and I'm looking for a manager.
Oh yeah, we're looking for a new
manager.
We're
looking for a manager.
We're looking for a lot of new things.
Put it out there.
It's being out there.
Put it out there.
And thanks to the PR Grapevine, Steven over there at the PR Grapevine.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. It's fun. Good fun things.
If you're still with us, thank you. This was...
There's five. It just jumped at the last in expectation of the next show.
Can you tell how many people are listening?
We can tell some servers, but not necessarily everyone who's listening. Oh. So,
Right. We still have 2 minutes to fill.
Well, oh, wow.
It took us, it was 2 hours went by so fast, but this last 2 minutes.
I'm not even worried about kidding. It. You, I love you. I know we said it a few times, but thank you, Ann Walker, for being here with us.
Thank God you like me. They really like me.
They really like me.
And now she's channeling Sally Fields. Yeah. Boniva is next.
I'm going to find a psychic.
I see it in your your future.
Yeah. Thanks for my present.
Oh, you're
welcome.
It. I'll be wearing this. I'll be wearing this in the Easter parade. And eating the candy tonight.
Wait, is there an Easter parade here?
Is there?
I don't think so. I think it's.
We could make
I think
one.
We need to create an Easter bonnet party thing.
Yeah.
In a park out here. Have our Easter bonnet. Because in Dallas, they do it with their dogs.
Well, that would be good.
I don't have a dog. I almost adopted a dog today. I didn't even tell you about today.
You didn't.
We didn't even talk about that.
We're almost done.
I went to Sunset Ranch for the first time. If you get a chance, it's a beautiful hike. Or drive up there and just. Look.
And we're done.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
Check
thank
out DinaandGregShow.com.
Thank you. I love being here.
Bye. Awesome. Have a good week.
You're listening to the Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.